This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Ongoing. And with me right now, I've got Prof. Thokozani Smelane, who was the moderator of a session here, Global and Regional Food Systems. Prof. Smelane is a chief research specialist with Human Science Research Council. And also, I've got Mrs. Is it? Me. Kadora Rachidi. Maybe she's going to tell us more about the title May Isn't. Yeah, before we continue with the interview, Department of Agriculture, Agriculture Sector Capacity Development. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio. May, probably let me start with you, with the May. So I should say May, not Mrs. Or it doesn't have a different meaning.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Yes, indeed, I like the title of Me. Because to be Me is a mother of the nations, mother of everyone. I worked much with the youth development and I took them as my kids. Oh. That is why I like the title of Me.
So it's like Ma. Oh, thank you so much, Prof. Thank you so much for joining us on the MUT Radio as well.
Yes, greetings to everybody and the listeners. It's really an honor for us to be here so as to share with the audience what we have been able to contribute to the summit.
Thank you so much. Please, while we're still speaking about that, let's speak about your section with the summit. What was it all about?
The session primarily focused on exchanging experience and the expertise by being practical or demonstrating practicability of what has been discussed. It's a session that was coordinated by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development with an intention to share with the participants and the audience as large as to what is it that the department is doing when it comes to the water, energy, food and climate change nexus. And we use an example of the survey which the department conducted, which was referred to as the National Food and Nutrition Security Survey, which its intention was to make sure that there is a clear understanding of the status of food security at a household level in South Africa.
Well, maybe, Mayor Kadora, can you focus on your session? What did you share with the audience at the summit?
My responsibility today, it was just about to come and exhibit when coming to sector capacity development, because my responsibility in the department is to make sure that really I'm capacitating the sector. Mm. As much as the mandate is about the food security. So to respond to the food security, you must make sure that really you offer the skill to the country so that really they can manage to make sure that they do have experience in plowing everything so that really we can do it, have that food security. So when I'm here, my chief director said, unfortunately, you find that as much as you are at the corner for exhibition, you find that some when they come to you, because of time, they might not understand you, or maybe even because of that language that they used to say, of saying, when you want to hide information, you must put in the book. Yes. So it's better when you go up there and share so that they can recognize what really we are doing when coming to food security, what the support we are offering when coming to food security.
Wow. And what can we take from the session to now go back to our corners from the session that you were actually conducting at the summit?
What was shared is very important for the province of KwaZulu-Natal as well as the country at large. The department shared that now it has a better understanding of the status of food insecurity / security at a household level. The province then responded by sharing a number of programs that are there, which the farmers, the household, and everyone who want to participate in agriculture with an intention to also minimize the impact of water energy for Nexus climate change. And everything is there, and the people are there that can be conducted, but particularly in KwaZulu-Natal is Ms. Thande Kankosi. And then Mekador, what I liked is that he made or shared with the participants a number of programs that target youth with regards to bursaries, placements, etc., etc. I'm sure she's going to elaborate more on that.
Yes, yes. Please, ma'am. So just to wrap up before I let you guys go, just the importance of AMA summits like this one. Should we see more of these summits? Are they relevant to our society? Will they assist the current situation in our country that we're facing, be it its food, energy, water? Because it seems like we've got all these programs. This summit actually cover some of many of our problems in the country.
Thank you very much. You see, when we get this kind of slot, it's an opportunity to the department, because the situation currently really is bad when coming to the budgets, when coming to the department. But immediately when a certain organization can make a summit and give us the slot to come and share the career that you are doing, really is a disadvantage, is an advantage to us. And we make sure that really we even share to the entire lot of stakeholders at the same time.
Prof? Definitely, as you indicated, that what is a take home on this? It's very important. You see, the summits like this, there is a lot of information that is being shared, which most of us would not have been able to get exposure to that information. But now at least we know a lot, and we even know the programs that are in the country, which one can follow on if you want to participate in solving the water, food, energy, climate change nexus issue. But what I like and I emphasize are the bursary opportunities that were shared, which I think the youth and the students must follow on these opportunities, because we want to see them participating in agriculture. I mean, most of us will not be there probably 10 years or 30 years to come, but them, they will be there, and they need to be equipped with skills of dealing with agriculture under the threat of climate change and the uncertainty that is being brought by other issues that we need to deal with.
Okay, no, Prof. Simelane and Mera Chidi, thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yes, that was...
This is an MET Radio podcast.